have traveled far, my little Kalem. But we will never leave you, even in the face of our death. The richness of our lives shall be yours. All that I have, all that I've learned, everything I feel, all this and more, I bequeath you, my son. You will carry me inside you all the days of your life. You will make my strength your own. See my life through your eyes, as your life will be seen through mine. The son becomes the father, and the father the son. This is all I can send you, Kal-El.
By murdering high prices, but by blowing the living shit out of high prices. Yes, sir, you heard me right. Now, here's an example. 1973 Cadillac Coupe de Ville for $62.99. That price is too high.
Yes, sir. Here's another one. It's some Lincoln Continental Mark IV. 1973, it's loaded, it's got air conditioning, it's got a stereo, it's got white wall radio tires, it's got power steering, power brakes, power seats, power windows, and a price that is just too high.
Yes, sir. Now remember, friends.
Look out, Marshal Lucky. It's high prices.
Take this. You dirty old high prices!
Get Christ.
Yes, sir. So remember, friends, that's New Deal used cars.
Now wait just a goddamn minute. What the hell is this? Is this a 1977 Mercedes 450 SL for $24,000? That's too fucking high!
You son of a bitch!
Yes, sir? We blew the shit out of that overpriced motherfucker just the way we blow the shit out of all high prices down here at New Deal Used Cars. So y'all come on down. Did you hear what I said? New Deal Used Cars. So y'all come on down. Did you hear what I said?
Hun, I kind of figured you'd watch me bowl tonight. We're defending the championship, you know.
Maybe we'll come by later. Don't suppose anybody would like some dessert before they leave?
No, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Helen?
Hmm?
Have you, talked to her about the way things are?
Years ago.
Years?
What do I want to see an old barn for?
Come on.
April.
Oh my God, he's bad, don't you?
Silly thing to ask you, but how many of what did they have to kill?
Say that because I love animals and I've seen animal shelters. I bought it already red with black in it, so I didn't know what it was.
Probably from an artificial bird. Did you ever go to any kind of acting school?
Not in the beginning. I started on a talk show, you know.
But when a young actress says, how do you succeed in this business, you don't always say you have to study.
I think you should study. Study, work, and then maybe you can make it.
Can I ask you something?
Certainly.
Who gives a fuck what you think?
Nikita Korov. What they feel like when you hit your boy with a Russian sickle. You know what they feel like. I take a word from this great Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's better than coming. That's what I make Nikita Korov feel like. Better than coming. Paruski Zabataha.
Are they calling these Gemini killings in the papers? You must get them to do that, Lieutenant. It's important.
The Gemini is dead.
No, I am not! I'm alive! I go on! I breathe! Look at me! Look at me! And tell me what you see.
I see a man who looks like Damian Karras.
If you looked with the eyes of faith, you'd see me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Your blindness. Tell the press that I am the Gemini Lieutenant, or I will punish you.
Punish me?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Do you dance?
What do you mean?
Gloria, Los et Honor.
I like plays. The good ones, Shakespeare. I like Titus Andronicus the best. It's sweet. Incidentally, did you know that you are talking to an artist? I sometimes do special things to my victims. Things that are creative. Of course, it takes knowledge, pride in your work. For example, a decapitated head can continue to see for approximately 20 seconds. So when I have one that's cocking, I always hold it up so that it can see its body. It's a little extra I throw in for no added charge.
I must admit it makes me chuckle every time. Life is fun.
It's a wonderful life, in fact. For some.
It's too bad about poor Father Dyer. I killed him, you know.
An interesting problem. But finally, it worked. First, a bit of the old succinylcholine to permit one to work without annoying distractions. Then, a 3-foot catheter threaded directly into the inferior vena cava, or the superior vena cava. It's a matter of taste, I think, don't you? Then the tube moves through the vein, under the crease of the arm, into the vein that leads directly into the heart, and then you just hold up the legs and you squeeze the blood manually into the tube from the arms and the legs. There's a little shaking and pounding at the end for the dregs. It isn't perfect. There's a little blood left, I'm afraid. But regardless, the overall effect is astonishing. And isn't that really what counts in the end? Yes, of course. Good showbiz, Lieutenant, the effect. And then, off comes the head without spilling one single drop of blood. Now, I call that showmanship, Lieutenant. Then, of course, no one notices pearls before sea. Oh, few boos from the gallery, I see. It's all right. I understand. I've been dull. Well, I shall liven things up for you a bit, Lieutenant. The master is throwing me scrap from his table. A reward for faithful service. Something fun. Something random. Something my way. Good night, moon. Good night, air. Good night, Amy. Telling her beads.
Her beads?
Shit, man. That hunky muff be messing my old lady? Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old. Hey,
Mac yourself a pro, slick. The gray matter back, lot performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say? See a broad to get that booty yak him? Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cole got to be, you know?
Can I get you something?
It's your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack. Chump don't wanna help. Chump don't get the help.
Say can't hang, say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in it.
Fans, here's the world champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair. And Rick, you know over the years how many compliments I've handed you, but I gotta say, my faith in the champion has been shaken with what I've seen today.
If your faith should be shaken, anybody ought to be Dick Crum up at North Carolina. You ought to be hollering for Bill Curry. You don't lose faith in winners. And Ric Flair, day in and day out, woo, every day of his life, just keeps winning and winning and winning. And you know why, Bob Caudle? Because I've got the most positive attitude, I've got the most ability, I've got the greatest physical attributes, and I just happen to be the best athlete alive today, your World Heavyweight Champion. So Bob Caudle, don't you, and I've known you for almost 10 years, don't you stick that lower lip out at me, brother, and try and degrade anything I'm doing, because I'm still standing here, custom-made, brother. Woo! And I mean custom-made, from the alligators to the Ole Cassini right here. Ric Flair, there's only one. And I don't care if it's Tokyo, Japan, Greensboro, Richmond, Charlotte, North Carolina, Asheville, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, L.A. You know, Jim Crockett is taking the world. And I'm the man that's making it possible. The World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. Only one. And the Magnum TAs, the Dusty Rhodes, the Landells, the Koloffs, the Wahoos, the Tully Blanchards, and I tell you what, all of a sudden I'm starting to like Tully Blanchard because he's a winner too. I like the Andersons. And you know why? Because the Andersons are winners. The bottom line in this sport is you walk down that aisle and you get in that ring and you win. Woo!
Baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. You can knock bebop and you can knock swing. Say what you want about any old thing, but don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. Now, when my baby's dancing, she's as tall as a clown. If she ever fell, she'd have to fall out of town. Dances in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Rolling the rock, she's having a ball. Well, don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. You want about any of those, but don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
But baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. You can knock the jive and the boogie beat. Kick about those with the both of your feet, but don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, my baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all. When my baby's dancing, she is really alive. Grabs herself a partner, Mr. 5 to 5. Swings him from a tree like a happy baboon. 2 steps back, throws him over the moon. Well, don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Don't knock the rock.
Well, baby, don't do nothing but rock and roll, that's all.
What a woman and what a...
if you like this kind of mush. I love it. Now why don't you get in there and hug him? Look at this.
People crying in this capacity, crowd. Look at that.
Maybe your shoes are too tight.
A true showing of emotions here by Elizabeth has brought it out in this capacity crowd.
Must have had a chili dog with onions.
Elizabeth now holding the rope for Randy. No, wait. Not this time.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find. We don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, will you just might find. You get what you need. prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Just might find you get what you need. Oh yeah. Woo!
I'll bet $10 are from Los Angeles.
Hey, hippies! Get your butts off the road!
I like the globe that flashes red like our Krypton sun, but not this irritating noise. Make way.
Did I hear right? That son of a bitch give me an order?
Dwayne, take care of me. But, Dwayne, you gotta learn to kick ass. You want to be a peacemaker.
All right.
Just what in the hell do you think you're doing here?
What is a symbol? Do you follow another leader?
Oh, leader? Holy skunk sweat! All right.
A weapon of some sort.
Oh. What the hell did you do there? Jesus H. Christ.
Crude noisemaker.
Checking the tire, you know.
8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. One day indistinguishable from the next. A long, continuous chain. Then suddenly, there is a change.
Travis, this here's Easy Andy. He's a traveling salesman.
How you doing, Travis?
You got a 44 Magnum?
It's an expensive weapon.
That's all right, I got money.
It's a real monster. Stop at a car at 100 yards, put a round right through the engine block. There you go. It's a premium high resale weapon. Look at that. Look at that. That's a beauty. I could sell this gun to some jungle bunny in Harlem for $500. But I just deal high-quality goods to the right people. How about that? This might be a little too big for practical purposes. In which case, for you, I'd recommend 38 Snub Nose. Look at this. Look at that. That's a beautiful little watch. It's nickel-plated, snub-nose. Otherwise, the same as a service revolver. That'll stop anything that moves. A Magnum, I use that in Africa for killing elephants. That 38, that's a fine gun. Some of these guns are like toys. That 38... you go out and hammer nails with it all day, come back and it'll cut dead center on target every time. It's got a really nice action to it, a heck of a wallop. You interested in an automatic? It's a Colt 25 automatic. It's a nice little gun. It's a beautiful little gun. Holds 6 shots in the clip, 1 shot in the chamber. It's if you're dumb enough to put a round in the chamber. Here, look at this. 380 Walther. Holds 8 shots in a clip. That's a nice gun. And that's a beautiful little gun, look at that. During World War II, they used this gun to replace the P-38. Just given out to officers. Isn't that a little honey?
How much for everything?
All together. Well, only a jackass would carry that cannon in the streets like that. Here. Here's a beautiful handmade holster I had made in Mexico. $40. $350 for the Magnum, $250 for the 38, $1.25 for the 25, $150 for the 380. You take this, and wait here, I'll walk down with you. How about dope? Grass, ash, coke? Mescaline, downers, nebutal, toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines?
No, I'm not interested in that stuff.
Crystal meth, I can get you crystal meth. Nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you a brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
She's a windshield truck. suplex, Jess.
Dynamite needs to get him off his feet. He can't go toe-to-toe.
Absolutely not.
And he paid the price. Here comes a guy I like.
Haku.
I mean, this guy is so agile and powerful.
For a 300-pounder. They're exchanging chops here. Dynamite's got to use his speed, Jess, and he didn't. Jumping Jim in there now with a quick tag to B. Bryan. That'll stretch out those hamstrings for you.
Well, that's what they've got to do. The Martel team has got to use quickness. They don't dare to try to match up strength.
The Anvil come in like a house of fire and got single leg trapped immediately. And a tag made, and it's Paul Roma. One half of this Young Stallions.
And I will say this about Roma. The kid is put together, he's in phenomenal shape, and they are climbing the ladder to success.
Boy, have they come a long way. Tag made once again. I believe that smash back in there again. As Roma on the receiving end, smash over to make a quick tag to his partner. Axe and smash both well over that 300-pound mark. And they're toying with Roma right now.
And look at how he slammed Roma towards their corner.
Holding him wide open as Haku unloads.
Big clothesline.
Excuse me.
They need to go for a pin. They got Roma set up here.
Roma could have almost tagged his partner there, Jess, on that slingshot in.
I don't think Roma knows where he's at. He's going strictly on instinct.
He's firing back with some lefts and rights, but Tama's all over him.
Tag Jimmy Powers and Thomas snatched Jimmy Powers.
Boy, you gotta pay attention in this one. Another quick tag to Axe, and he's back in there.
The Young Stallions look like geldings right now.
They certainly do. They're getting clobbered. There's a tag as it's shocked back in there once again.
And I'll tell you, Demolition has looked awesome in this.
Put his head down. You can't do that. Nice maneuver right over the back and Sun loads. Whip in, no reversal. Oh, he missed that high cross body.
He could get caught.
Axe over for the cover. He got him.
The Rougeaus are gone.
Jacques and Raymond have been eliminated.
The Rougeau brothers have been eliminated.
And Dynamite comes in immediately.